Dr. Pinsky dictating a mount IME on Luis Rivera. Luis Rivera is a 38-year-old mount who reports he was injured at work on 8/29/18. But at that time, he was walking on stilts approximately 5 feet high when he fell. Appeared he hit his back with a woke, W-O-L-K, comma, the hammerhead hit his head, and then he fell on the floor in a seated position, hurting his back. Period, he did not experience loss of consciousness. Period, he did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any care in this matter. Period, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Rivera alleged a 10-foot fall, resulting in permanent injuries to the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and both shoulders. Peer treatment records show he was seen at urgent care on 9/5/18 by Dr. Lanza, L-A-N-Z-A. Peer he complained of neck and back pain. Peer he works in construction on stilts and fell off of them. Peer his back hit a wall and he landed straight down on his buttocks. Peer his pain was now worsening, period. X-rays of the cervical and lumbar spines were performed, period. Both were deemed negative for fracture or foreign body. Period. He was diagnosed with back pain and a cervical strain for which he was prescribed medications. Period. He returned on 9/11/18 and saw Dr. Mule, M-U-L-E, for follow-up. Period. He reported his symptoms had resolved and he had no more pain in either his neck or back. Period. Clinical exam was unrevealing. Period. Was cleared to return to work without restrictions. Period. The paragraph. However, the petitioner was then seen by Dr. Chopra, C-H-O-P-R-A, on 9/24/18. Period. He complained of injuring his neck, upper back, and both shoulders. Period. He was walking on a steel beam and fell close to about 10 feet, hitting his neck, comma, upper back, comma, both shoulders, comma, his head, comma, and his lower back. Period is currently complaining of severe neck pain, comma, upper back pain, comma, bilateral shoulder pain on the right greater than the left, and also lower back pain, which they were not authorized to treat at that time. Period also complained of developing numbness and tingling and ridiculous symptoms down his right shoulder into his fingers. Period. Dr. Chopra performed an evaluation and x-rays, period, shoulder x-rays, cervical spine x-rays, and thoracic spine x-rays showed no fractures or deformities or loss of or fractures. Period, there was loss of lordosis in the cervical and thoracic spine, parentheses, although the thoracic spine has a kyphotic curve anatomically, close parentheses, period. He was diagnosed with cervicalgia, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, as well as contusion of the right and left shoulders. Period, he was started on a measurable dose pack and referred for an MRI of the cervical spine, period. He also diagnosed, well, scratch that, I did that already. Mr. Rivera underwent a cervical spine MRI on 10/1/18 to be inserted here. Period. He then came into the care of Dr. Greaves, G-R-A-V-E-S. Period. He performed a series of thoracic facet injections on 1/10/19. Comma, 2/6/19 to the cervical spine, kind of cervical spine injections on 6-3, 20, and thoracic facet injections on 3-18, 21. Period. He participated in physical therapy. Pretty continued to see Dr. Chopra and his colleagues over the next few years. Period. At Dr. Chopra's request, he first saw Dr. Greaves on 12-28-18. Period. On 3-20-20, he saw Dr. Greaves again for neck pain, having not seen him in nearly a year. Period. His pain had recurred more in the neck area, but he still felt it in his upper back. Period. Dr. Greaves recommended repeat cervical medial branch blocks, as well as in the thoracic spine. Period. He followed the petitioner's progress with Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, whose first appointment was on 9-7-21. Period. He had been discharged by Dr. Greaves and from pain management. Period. Dr. Nguyen recommended a repeat MRI of the cervical spine and opined he had not yet reached maximum medical improvement. Period. A new cervical spine MRI was done on 9-27-21 compared to the study of 2018. Period. Insert those results here. Per Dr. Nguyen reviewed these results with him on 10-12-21. Period. He was advised that he remains at maximum medical improvement in regards to the cervical spine. Where there was no surgical intervention he could be offered, where the small disc herniation at C5-6 was unable to be related back to the accident of 2018. Where there is no spinal cord compression or nerve root impingement, and it is small, so he would not recommend any surgical intervention for it anyway. Period. He was cleared for full duty and was to return on an as-needed basis at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. On the head, he had non-localizing and non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left side of his head, but there was none on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities upper, normal through. He was tender to palpation at the left bicipital groove, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower, normal. Cervical. Active left rotation was 35 degrees and side bending to 30 degrees, but was improved when distracted. Period. Right rotation and side bending as well as flexion and extension were performed fully. Period. He was tender at the trapezius bilaterally, comma, the left suboccipital musculature, and the right lower paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm or in the midline. Period. There was no tenderness on their corresponding counterparts. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels, complaining of left foot pain. Period. He sat at 90 degrees comfortably, but flexed to 70 degrees. Period. Left side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Right side bending as well as extension and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. He was tender at the left sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 85 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular complaints were elicited. Period, the rest of that section is normal. going back to lower extremities, inspect to reveal the scar on the dorsal aspect of his right foot in an oval distribution that was somewhat thicker than the surrounding normal skin. Period. And going back to upper extremities, inspection revealed callus formation of the hands bilaterally. Now, impressions. On 8/29/18, Luis Rivera fell while standing on stilts performing work. Period. He landed in a seated position and did not experience loss of consciousness. Brady went to urgent care on 9/5/18, where he had x-rays done. Period. As of 9/11/18, his symptoms had resolved, so he was released from care. Period. New paragraph. However, he then complained he had persistent symptoms and was seen by Dr. Chopra beginning 9/24/18. Brady did have a cervical MRI on 10/1/18. Brady also saw Dr. Greaves, who performed a series of injections. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered. Period. He followed up at Seaview and saw Dr. Nguyen. Period. At his referral, a repeat cervical MRI was done on 9/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 10/12/21, he expressed there were no surgical indications and the tiny herniation could not be causally related to the event of 8/29/18. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be minimally decreased but variable range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Sperm tumor was negative for radiculopathy. Period. There was variable mobility about the lumbosacral spine. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. There was tender about the left bicipital groove. Period. There was callus formation on the hands bilaterally. Period. Paroxysmal maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. And there was no tenderness in the thoracic region. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine, comma, thoracic spine, comma, lumbar spine, comma, or either shoulder. Period. In this event, Mr. Rivera sustained contusions and sprains that have resolved based upon his current clinical examination. Period. End.